Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
3 days from now, the NHL's trade deadline will come and go in about 45 minutes. So when we get to 3 o'clock, that's when all the windows are shut. And if you don't have your call into the league by then, sorry. All bets are final. Your rosters are done unless we have some players coming out of college or whatnot. We've talked about it. I mentioned it before. The Hurricanes, they have a type. And the type is either fringe players, Max Domi's of the world, or somebody with term, somebody who they know will be on their roster next year. The latter category can be handled with Pavel Buchnevich of the St. Louis Blues, which I don't know what Carolina's thinking is here, but Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoff has an idea on why it's good for Carolina.
Faceoff.com, but to look at the teams that could be in the mix, I mean, he makes sense for all these teams. I think Carolina, they're always looking for difference makers. The fact that he's not a rental, that checks a box.
Boom. The fact that he's not a rental, a contract for next year at a reasonable rate, which is roughly right around what Teuvo Teravainen makes this year, makes a lot of sense. He can score. He can defend. He can skate. Has a nose for the net. All of that. EJ Raddick, who I believe I just described from NHL Network. would that be a fair description? You can skate. You can defend. You have a nose for the net.
Well, once upon a time, yeah.
All right. As long as I'm right about that, that's good. At EJ Raddick _NHL. Why do you think Pavel Buchnevich would make sense for Carolina and considering what the cost might be?
Well, he's a good player. I mean, and he can score. He can create offense. To your point there and to Frank's point about being under contract, I guess that fits in line with what they like to do in Carolina. I would imagine if I'm the St. Louis Blues, I have a hard time thinking about moving Pavel Buchnevich. I think he's a really good player. So, I mean, I would think that they would want something significant in return. But, you know, for the Carolina Hurricanes, you can only be knocking on the door for so long before you can't find your way in, and you're too far away from that door. So, you know, maybe it's time to step up and make a move, and make a move like this that is a little bit more significant of a player to add to the mix.
Oh, to me, there are certain players who are available at the trade deadline that would be impact players. And available is, just about everybody is available for the right price. Would Carolina be willing to do that? Like, I know the name Jake Guentzel came up, and we'll get to Vladimir Tarasenko in a second. We're talking with EJ Raddick, NHL Network, at EJ Raddick _NHL. The Jake Guentzel thing would make sense if Carolina knew that they could sign him. Because what I know about the organization is that, man, they unless Pittsburgh was giving him away, and I doubt they are, they're not going to give up a first-round pick for a rental player. They just will not do it. And it would probably take more than just your first round pick to get Jake Guentzel, no? Adam Gold with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group in Apex. Let's talk about a financial fill-up, sir.
Yeah, this is when you want to get close to retirement. When you're in retirement, you want to make sure you get a check every single year for the rest of your life, not depending on the stock market, and never goes away for you and your spouse. Guaranteed for life. Adam, that's what a financial fill-up is.
All right, so text Adam to 600-700 for Coach Pete DeRuiter and get filled up financially.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it would probably be a first and maybe a B prospect and then a conditional pick depending upon, you know, maybe where you go in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's kind of the formula for good players. I mean, you saw what happened with Tanev, right? I mean, there was a lot of interest in Tanev, and in the end of the day, he goes for a second-round pick, you know, a second-level prospect from the Dallas Stars. And, you know, I think there was a condition in there as well. So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the formula for these things. So, you know, Gensel, I mean, this is the problem the Penguins are going to be in. I mean, Penguins fans probably think that, you know, we're going to trade Jake Gensel, we're going to get Wayne Gretzky back in return. I mean, it doesn't work that way. I mean, especially UFAs, it's a pretty tried and true formula. You know, you're hoping you get a first-round pick. In the case of Calgary, it was a second-round pick. You're hoping you get a first-round pick. You end up getting to pick off a list of prospects that's not the top prospects of a team. And then a condition based on, you know, maybe if you go to the final, you get that moves here or you get this pick or something along those lines. So that's the formula that I've seen over many, many years, and I think that will be in play for Jake Gensel.
Well, if it would only cost a second, and I think Gensel is different because he's a goal scorer and a proven one, if it's only a second and a B-level prospect, then I would go slap them silly down at PNC Arena if that wasn't part of their willingness to do that. I mean,
I got to think the Penguins are hoping for, I mean, they're going to be probably hold out for a first-round pick just because he's an important piece of the puzzle for them. And I know it's, you know, it's been a down run right now for the Penguins, and they've got a lot of challenges. I mean, they're like the Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Penguins. They have been a good team for a long time with iconic players. And because they have those iconic players in Crosby and Ovechkin, it's unlikely that they're going to move on from them anytime soon. And if they do, that will be a big problem, or a bit, not a problem, but it'll be a challenge with great players who are franchise icons. I think Crosby's playing at a higher level right now than Ovechkin. Ovechkin's got the goal chase thing that's going on. So there's a value in that. But at the end of the day, like, those teams are going to have some real challenges moving forward for many years, because they were at the top for so long.
EJ Raddick of NHL Network is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me just go back to Saturday. You and Kevin Weeks had the Jets and the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Canes fans have probably have already gone, hey, Gold, we forgot about the game. It was already 4 days ago. We've moved past it. But because for my money, and Carolina made mistakes in various areas of the ice, for my money, that was a young goaltender giving up a bad goal, even though it was to a good goal scorer in Kyle Connor, giving up a bad goal and kind of getting rattled after that. Does that in any way give you pause to think that maybe he's not the guy that is going to take them through the playoffs?
No, I think what it gives me is it just reminds me that he's a young goaltender that doesn't have a ton of NHL experience. In fact, he's still classified, I believe, as a rookie.
He is.
Because of the fact that he hasn't played a ton of games. And, you know, it seems like he's been around for a couple of seasons now, but he hasn't played a ton of games. He's a young goaltender. And the thing that, you know, I consider is, you know, especially with Carolina, where they had a number of goalies in and out of there, and Freddie Anderson may or may not be back. But, like, will they stick with him? Will they ride with him? It seems like he's their guy. It seems like he's a guy that they've signed to a longer-term contract, they drafted, they believe in.
Yep.
I thought he just was, what, the rookie of the month, I believe, in February. I saw he had a pair of unbelievable performances in 1-0 shutout wins over the almost unbeatable Florida Panthers right now.
Right.
And then New Jersey Devils, who had a bunch of chances in that game. And he was really good. So you're going to have hiccups, you know. Great goalies who've played a long time are going to have hiccups. So young goalies are going to have those things. Will the Carolina Hurricanes just stay the course, and when he has a bad game or two, push him back out there? He's our guy. Because I think he's their best option now and moving forward. I don't know what's going to happen with Freddie Anderson, but I think, you know, maybe the time is to just say he's our guy and we're going to run with him in the big moments. And you know, that's the question I have. You know, the other day, you know, the Jets came out in the third period. I thought in the first shift of the third period, the Adam Lowry line came out. They pushed the Canes back on their heels. The Jets are a really good team. They're one of the top teams in the league. I think they're a hard team to deal with when they're going. They got fired up. They pushed the Canes back. They created some chances. Yeah, it wasn't a great goal that Kochetkov gave up there. But Kyle Connor scores a lot of goals in this league. The puck was off his stick really fast. He hit the net. He caught the goalie by surprise, maybe, and now it's 3-1. That doesn't explain the other goals that went on in that game. I mean, there were some other plays in the game, too. I think Carolina was really on their heels after that against a really good team. But it's one game in the in early March, and Carolina, as you know, has been playing really well since December 12th. They put the key in the ignition, and they turned it, and they started up that motor, and they've been really good.
Yeah.
So you move on. I kind of felt bad for them because, they sit there, they played Saturday, they don't play again until Thursday. That's a hard one to sit on for 4 or 5 days. But, this is a good team, and this is a good goaltender. And, you move on from there. And to your point earlier, the question will be, what do they do with the deadline? And can they make a move to add a piece, an important piece, to push them up to be more competitive when they get into these matchups with, whether it be the Rangers or Florida or whoever they're going to deal with.
EJ Raddick, NHL Network, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I agree with all that. Carolina made mistakes that led to the goals, and Rod said it after the game. We did silly things that created the opportunities. Kochetkov, to me, misplayed, definitely misplayed the fourth goal. Although he did get to the puck, he just couldn't get it past Monahan, who was trailing the play. And he probably shouldn't have tried the poke check on Scheifele on the power play goal. But regardless, I'm not going to relitigate the entire day. Carolina wasn't as good in the third period, and I think everybody got rattled by the goal. I really do. Because I thought at that point, I'm like, could you almost feel it in the building? I'm like, I hope that Kochetkov is able to recover from that. The answer was probably not. I think Freddie is the insurance policy, to be honest. I think he is the insurance policy for Kochetkov when we get to the postseason. I think Kochetkov is their guy. I really do. And they've got 3 more years at Kochetkov on $2 million worth of salary. If that's your number one goalie at $2 million, that's like having a quarterback in the NFL on a rookie deal. That is just that important. It's another player. It allows you to sign one more player at some level of the rink. All right, before I let you go, EJ, who's the other than Florida? Because right now, Florida is the best team in the East, and I don't even think there's really a debate over who's number one. Who's the next best team in the East?
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's a good question. I think it's the Rangers. But I think the gap between the Rangers, the Bruins, the Leafs, the Canes, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
I think what happens, between now and Friday is going to, ask me that question again on Monday, right? When we kind of see what the rosters are going to look like, if these teams can make any moves that are substantial. But I don't think there's a lot of difference. In fact, last night, that game against the Rangers and Panthers played a really entertaining game at MSG. I mean, Shesterkin just fans on one. I mean, you talk about goalies making a, you know, having a problem or a misplay. I mean, Shesterkin just fans on a shot by Ryan Lombard, noted goal scorer, Ryan Lombard. And that was the difference in the game. It was a 2-2 game when that happened. So even a guy like Shesterkin, who's won a Vezina trophy already in his career, I mean, you know, it's going to happen from time to time. So, you know, that's just life. But Florida, to me, right now, I like everything about their game, and I just like that, you know, they're in your face, they get under your skin, they make your life miserable. You know, Bobrovsky is solid in goal, having a really good year. They added Stolarz as a big number two guy that's played really well for them in that role, so they're strong at that position. They're really deep on D once Montour and Ekblad came back, because they had already had to add guys to kind of fill for them for the first 2 months. They're a group of forwards. They have a legit number one center in Barkov. I mean, they're well coached. This is a really, really good team. And, you know, they got a taste last year. They got close. And so I think that's driving them. And that is an unusual thing, Adam, because teams that go to the final and don't win, the next year is usually not the kind of year that the Florida Panthers are having.
Right.
And so, you know, they are dangerous for a lot of reasons, but I think they're dangerous also because of the fact that they got very close last year, and they're playing. I think they have a better group this year that's playing really well. So we'll see how it goes, what they do with the deadline as well. I'd be careful with fooling with the chemistry of that team, but I know Bill Zito is pretty aggressive, so we'll see what they do.
I wonder if they would want to see Tampa in the first round of the playoffs. I'll just leave that right there, because they have dominated the Lightning this year, but it might not matter when we get to the postseason.
I will say this. I mean, I know Tampa is one of those teams, right? You don't want to play them because even though they're not as good as they were, they still got some really important pieces, and they could absolutely kill you on the power play, which would be a worry for Florida, right?
Yep.
Because Florida penalties. But I got to tell you, I think, you know, watching the teams play this year, I just think Florida – they're really well coached now. I think this is a different Florida team that played Tampa a few years ago. I think Florida's willing to take their chances with anybody that comes their way.
I agree with you. EJ Raddick at EJ Raddick underscore NHL, NHL Network. Lead analyst, 6 o'clock. Go check it out. EJ, I appreciate your time, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for keeping me company last night. I was watching the Flames and Kraken. We were texting. I appreciate that.
Hey, no, I appreciate you responded, man. I had to vent to somebody.
I hear you. Listen, I know the feeling. I'm here for you, Adam, anytime.
Oh, man, you're the best. Thanks, EJ. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
So, no joke. I was browsing the internet last night. I kid you not. I'm browsing. And I'm reading how the Hurricanes are interested in Vladimir Tarasenko. It just made me angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. We're not.
We've been here, done
this. We can't be interested in him. Like, it's just not going to help. It's not going to change the calculus.
Does David Tepper own the Canes, too?
Yeah, right. I mean, 5 years ago? All right, now maybe we can add. No, man. No. So I texted EJ, and we ended up, I don't know, it was probably like 45 minutes.
That's fine.
Going back and forth. Yeah.
That's cute.
I had to go to bed to get me up past my bedtime.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.